This is a statement from the International Action Center, written on September 11, 2001, from New York City. Everyone here has been deeply affected by today's events. The International Action Center extends its most heartfelt sympathies and condolences to all those who have lost loved ones today, as well as the thousands of workers who are in Lower Manhattan today. While at this moment thousands of families are in mourning for the death and injuries of loved ones, the Bush administration is taking advantage of the tragic human toll to strengthen the forces of repression while intensifying the Pentagon's war drive, especially in the Middle East. Arab and Muslim peoples in the United States are reporting that they are facing racist harassment in their communities, on their jobs, and at mosques. Anti-Arab racism is a poison that should be repudiated. We call on all people who oppose racism to stand shoulder to shoulder with the Arab American community in the face of this reactionary frenzy. After the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City in 1995, the U.S. government and media were quick to speculate that Arab and Islamic organizations were responsible. But as everyone now knows, extreme right-wing army veteran Timothy McVeigh was to blame. There is a new war danger. The International Action Center urges all anti-war activists and progressive people to remain on the highest alert in opposing the Bush administration and the Pentagon's plans to use this crisis as the springboard for a new round of aggression in the Third World, especially against the people of the Middle East. In August 1998, the Pentagon delivered murderous cruise missile airstrikes against a pharmaceutical plant in Sudan without any evidence, supposedly in retaliation for the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya. The cruise missiles destroyed the Al-Shifa pharmaceutical factory that provided most of Sudan's medicines. Thousands of African people perished as a direct result of the Pentagon's bombing. President Ronald Reagan ordered the invasion of Grenada in the Caribbean shortly after a truck bomb exploded at a U.S. Marine Corps base in Lebanon in 1983. Under Bush Sr., over 2,000 Panamanians were killed in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve in 1989 under the pretext of the war on drugs. In 1986, after pointing a finger at Syria, Iran, and several Palestinian organizations for an explosion at a discotheque in Germany, U.S. aircraft bombed Tripoli and Benghazi in Libya. Hundreds of civilians, including children, died in their sleep as the U.S. Air Force carried out this nighttime sneak attack. The Bush administration will use this current crisis as a means to justify a further expansion of the Pentagon's war budget at the expense of money for housing, education, health care, jobs, and other human needs. There is danger of more state repression. Throughout the country, the military, FBI, and local police authorities are now sealing off large urban areas, blockading bridges, tunnels, and roads, and mobilizing a massive presence of police and the National Guard. All this reveals an advanced stage of planning for domestic repression that can be used against the progressive and labor movements and the Black, Latino, Asian, Arab, and other oppressed communities. All the more reason to resist the current efforts to strengthen police measures under cover of the present crisis. We must build solidarity. The people of New York City and the country cannot allow the Bush administration and the Pentagon to play on their genuine feelings of shock and disbelief to stir reactions and strengthen the forces of oppression. This will not help the working and oppressed people of this or any country. The only way to respond to today's events is to extend solidarity to the family and friends of those who perished or who were injured at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Build global solidarity with people around the world struggling against war, poverty, and exploitation, and deepen the movement to protest new Pentagon aggression. On September 29th, we had planned to demonstrate against the Bush administration's reactionary foreign and domestic policy and the IMF and World Bank. In light of the current crisis, with its tragic consequences for so many thousands of people, we have refocused the call for our demonstration to address the immediate danger posed by racism and the grave threat of a new war. All those who oppose racism should stand shoulder to shoulder with our sisters and brothers in the Arab, Muslim, and other communities of color who are the victims of violence, scapegoating, harassment, and intimidation in a racist frenzy that's being created throughout the United States. We call on all people, Black, Latino, Asian, Arab, Native, and White, to stand together and say no to racism. We urge all organizations to join together at this critical time. The International Action Center is issuing a call to action for a national march in Washington, D.C. on September 29th to tell George Bush, "We say no to racism and war." We demand that the government spend billions to rebuild New York City and compensate the victims of the September 11th bombing and their families, many of whom have lost not only loved ones, but also jobs, homes, and health care. Not for a new war against the people in the Middle East or elsewhere. Now is the time for all people of conscience, all people who oppose racism and war, to come together. The government is attempting to take away our civil liberties and to create a climate in which it is impossible for progressive people to speak their mind. The Bush administration is attempting to take advantage of this crisis to militarize U.S. society with a vast expansion of police powers that is intended to severely restrict basic democratic rights. If you believe in civil liberties and oppose racism and war, join us on September 29th in front of the White House. The march and rally will take place on Saturday, September 29th at 11 a.m. in front of the White House.